tell Bill Moyer now he's got his platform out of the way. It is out of the way, isn't it?
What, a few minutes ago, the civil rights laws?
Oh, I guess it's just civil rights.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Well, as soon as you can, try...
You can hear them taking votes,
as soon as you get that out, well, try to get them started along that line to get us a little propaganda.
All right. Now, the 12:50, some friend, King, are having a private meeting at 1:15. The doctor and some of the other leaders are coming in. That's be the key to what happens, I think. John's got...
Did John call him to his room, or?
No, they're meeting at, I don't know where they're meeting, but he had already made the calls and just suggested they get together and have a little talk. He's going to get, after I got him back, he's going to just guide it around a bit. Let them try to do the talking. Just thought they ought to have a little visit. I told him to watch it very carefully.
Bill Moyer said need a six-person second-year nomination. Hughes, Breathitt, Harris, Daley, and Muskie. And he wants Congressman Neil Stabler, who is running against Romney.
Jim Rowe wants a white woman. We've never come up with the right name.
Said, concerning your call on the timing of the Vice President's acceptance speech, why not leave the FEM on Thursday night but start the program half hour early and move the Vice President's acceptance speech back from Wednesday to Thursday? Well, that still has the objection that they've got to it if they're telling. Tell him, I thought the Kennedys wanted it moved earlier. I don't care. They can leave it like they want to.
I'll see if they do. I hadn't heard anything about that lately.
I told Bill this morning that we could move the Vice President's acceptance speech to Thursday night and move the FEM up to Wednesday night, the Kennedy FEM, since the Kennedys, Bobby had told Dick Goodwin that they thought the pathos and the crying ought to be on there with a celebration. So I thought they'd get the FEM up Wednesday night and then the spot that would be vacated by the Vice President's acceptance speech being Thursday. Let him accept with me Thursday night.
I'll see if they really feel strongly about that, if Ken and the family do.
I told him, you tell him that Dick Goodwin says it indicated that Bobby had rather have it Thursday night instead of Wednesday night, see if he'd tell him we could change it with the Vice President if he wants it done. We don't want to do it unless he wants it done.
All right.
And tell Bill that. And I don't know about Neil Stabler. I'd get a white woman if you got a real good speaker.
Jim told me last night he'd go over the whole list again and get back to me with a suggestion of
it. Well, you all decide that, whether it's Neil Stabler or a woman, then check it with me before you finish.
All right.
And, okay.
All right, sir.